I knew I shouldn't have been doing it. I knew it was wrong, but I just couldn't help myself. When I woke up, he was gone, and the red silk sheets felt so nice, so smooth all over my skin. I started running my hands over my breasts, just like he did last night, teasing and tugging at my nipples, pinching them a little now and again. My other hand started on my stomach and ever so slowly made its way down. First along my hips, then inside my thigh, and finally to my lips, tracing the finger lazily up and down, brushing the clit, sending tiny little shivers up and down my spine. Eyes closed, back arched, fingers slipping inside, slowly at first, then faster, just one, then two, faster and faster, squirming and moaning, touching, breathing harder and harder, fingers moving faster now, so close, just a little more. "What the fuck do you think you are doing?" His voice was both shocked and angry, and I blushed deeply as he tore the sheets away, leaving me naked and squirming on the bed, legs splayed wide, fingers still inside me, caught and exposed. "What did I tell you about that?" he asked, calmer now, but in a firm tone. "I'm not supposed to," I said, closing my knees and covering myself with my hands. "Uh-uh," he said, hands reaching down, parting my knees. "You are going to be nice and exposed for this, you filthy little cunt." I blushed more, wanting to close my legs more than anything at the moment. He continued, "No, you aren't allowed to. There is a big difference. And why not?" I closed my eyes and spoke softly. "Because it isn't my cunt anymore, it's yours. And because I need you to help me with..." I froze up, so ashamed, unable to say it. He brushed my hair back and whispered, "It's okay, but you need to say it." I squeezed my eyes tight and turned my head, heart racing. "I need you to help me with my masturbation problem." When I opened my eyes, he was staring down at me, looking stern. I knew the look, and it scared me. "I've tried to be nice about this, but nothing has worked so far. I leave for 15 minutes, and when I get back, you have your fingers stuck in that wet, little, stinky cunt." Each word stung. He leaned down between my legs and inhaled, laughing. "Oh, and you are really a stinky little girl today." He reaches down and his thick fingers circled my wrist, forcing my hand to my face, my fingers under my nose. "See?" he said, still laughing a little. "Now tell me, cunt, what are you?" I started to squirm, legs trying to get traction in the silk sheets, but found myself just slipping around. I sobbed softly, answering him. "Stinky," was all I could say. I couldn't help but inhale my own musky scent. "Who is my stinky little masturbator?" he whispered in my ear. "I am," I said. "You are what, what?" he whispered again. "I am your stinky little masturbator," I whispered. "You are what, what?" he whispered. "You are what, what?" he whispered again. "I am your stinky little masturbator," I whispered, cheeks on fire. His hand cupped my sex and he found it wetter than before. Hand after hand smeared my own wetness on my face, cheeks, forehead, nose, lips, until my face was coated in my own juices. In one swift motion, he flipped me over and roughly drew my arms behind my back. The familiar sensation of rope circling my wrists was followed by another set of ropes, this time around my elbows, pinning them together. My ankles and calves, drawn to my thighs and bound with rough, thick hemp rope, forcing my knees open wide. Then the sensation I was fearing, rope looped between my wrists and ankles, slowly pulling tighter, forcing them together, shoulders straining, thighs wide, the tension getting more and more intense. I arched my back, giving the rope some slack, which he quickly takes up, forcing me into an even harder position. Bent and rocking on my stomach, he flips me over, all my weight resting on my back, trapping my arms under me, barely able to squirm now. My knees pulled apart, wide, stomach extended and my hips raised, my sex sticking up in the air, exposed, lips slightly spread. God, why am I still so wet? Why can't I make these feelings stop? I can't raise my head enough to see how I look, but I can feel it, and I can smell myself. Oh God, is it running down my thighs or is it my imagination? What am I smelling? Me or what he has wiped on my face? My head spins and my heart races. I feel myself slipping away. Slap. It takes a moment to register that sound with the sensation. Suddenly there's a warm burning, a stinging between my legs, then another and another, harder and harder, slapping my cunt. He's not saying a word. I try to squirm and close my legs, but I can't. Each slap finding its aching pink target. It hurts so much, but feels so good. He's silent, slapping between my legs over and over again. It is hot, stinging and throbbing now, aching with pain and need. No more, I plead. I'll be good, I swear. He laughs and speaks, leaning over me. No, lots more, because you make promises you don't keep. The spanking gets harder and faster. My squirming grows more frantic. The tingling, burning sensation really starts to hurt. The squirming gets worse. My pleas more desperate. Oh God, it really hurts now and he's not stopping. My mind starts to slip away again. The sensation growing hot, painful, like it is on fire. I close my eyes tight. A loud swish and a crack. My whole body tenses as the pain shoots through me. I try to look and see what is happening. As I twist and turn, I can barely make it out through the tears in my eyes. Oh God, his belt. He's swinging it. Swish. Crack. I scream. A coarse animal scream. Pain unlike anything I have ever felt. I want to reach down and touch it to feel it. It is throbbing now. Burning. Aching. I need to get away. Make it stop. I squirm, struggle, pull frantically at the bonds, but they hold, not slipping at all. Swish, swish, then nothing. Two more swishes and then crack. I swear I think I'm going to pass out. Then another and another. I am crying now uncontrollably. All I can feel is my burning cunt. That is all I am at the moment. Another stinging blow followed by the words that cut into me just as deeply. He sounds so serious, so strict. Bad girl, he says, punctuating the blow. And I feel like a bad girl. Then another comes, harder and fast. Dirty girl, he scolds me, and I become that for him too, deep inside. Then he does the unthinkable. He makes me say it. Eyes filled with tears, I obey, choking out the words. Bad girl. The belt falls, sending waves over pain from my cunt through my body. Dirty girl, I say, trying to tense up and block the sensations. I keep saying it over and over again, and each time he smacks my burning cunt with the belt, I can't stop saying it, and I don't know why. I don't know how many times it happens, but all I know is he wants it, and that is enough. Finally, I am whimpering, saying the words, bad girl, dirty girl, over and over again. The pain continues, but it is different now. It is soothing somehow, a soft touch, a gentle touch, a hand, but it isn't his. I can't see, I can't turn enough to look. My eyes are filled with tears that I can't wipe away. But I know the voice. She's giggling, patting my bruised, swollen cunt. Bad girl, dirty girl, she's laughing now. I shake my head frantically. God, no, it can't be her. Not here, not now. Not seeing me like this. His voice confirms my worst fear. You didn't have any idea your roommate was such a slut, did you, Susan? My crying grows. Please, sir, please, make her leave. I can't. Please. He says nothing, just rolling me to my side, facing the center of the bed. He leans down and places a white strip of tape over my mouth, then another and another. Girls like you should be seen and not heard, he whispers. I watch in disbelief as he and my roommate undress, taking each other in their arms, embracing and then kissing a long, slow, passionate kiss. It hurts to watch them. More so as he tenderly caresses her, lying her on the bed, curling up together, touching, kissing, exploring each other's bodies. He slips his head down between her legs, covering her with kisses along the way. Soon he is tasting her, and she is squirming and moaning, and my burning cunt is wet again. I need to be touched. I can't bear to watch, but I can't look away. As she gets closer and closer, he holds her tight and then climbs on top, slipping his cock inside her, slowly, passionately sliding in and out until they explode together in a loud, sweaty climax, collapsing into each other's arms. I look and watch, whimpering behind my gag, pleading with my eyes, needing to be touched. He leaves the room, going to clean himself up. Susan leans over and touches my cheek, running her fingers over the tape that covers it. Do you know how you look like this? I shake my head, trying to say no. My eyes widen. You look ridiculous. Stupid. He tells me you like it. I just want you to know that no matter how you dress yourself up, no matter what you do from now on, every time I look at you, I am going to see you this way. A bad, dirty, smelly girl with tape stuck all over her face with a little swollen, wet cunt. She wasn't smiling or even laughing. When he came back out of the bathroom, he looked at Susan. Now, how about that lunch I promised you? Susan looked at me. What about her? Oh, she needs time to think about things. She'll be fine like that for a few hours. I squealed and shook my head, trying to beg behind the tape. I watched them get dressed, decide on a restaurant, and completely ignore me while I desperately try to get their attention. The door shut, and all I could think about was what a bad, dirty girl I was.